What do you do when you've just hit a rough patch in life that ends up denting your worth, your confidence, and your self-respect? How do you rebuild yourself practically? Now, this question slid into my DMs, and I think it's one that everyone can relate to. You know, having that stretch of time where you think you are honestly being punished karmically because nothing seems to go your way. Now, when this happens to me, before I can start rebuilding, I first need to ask myself a few questions. Number one, am I burnt out? And because of this, I'm only giving an 80% effort, yet I'm still expecting a 100% result. Number two, am I being impatient? Well, always, basically. And number three, whose goals am I trying to achieve? You know, are they still my goals, or have I unconsciously sidestepped on a path that someone else thinks I should be on? If you're curious to find out more on how to rebuild yourself when you feel like nothing is going your way, keep listening. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Self-Respect Revolution podcast, where we look at how self-respect influences how we see ourselves and the world around us. Now, today we're really talking about expectations. And as I mentioned in the intro, this question of what do we do when nothing seems to go our way? And it's funny because this is actually my fourth time trying to record this podcast. And the reason why is because I'm basically sitting in my living room and outside there was a leaf blower. And every time I started this gosh darn podcast, the leaf blower was going. And the first thing that I said to myself is why am I not successful enough to be in a podcast studio and have this and that and the other and so forth? And it's really interesting when I get this question of when everything is going wrong in my life, my first thought is, how hard are we being on ourselves? And I think if we can just take a moment to appreciate the fact that on the one hand, it's really good to be hard on yourself. We wouldn't have Olympic athletes. We wouldn't have, incredible neurosurgeons without having a bit of pressure on ourselves. But on the opposite hand, where does that inflection point happen when, the pressure has become too much? Let's talk about those three little reflection questions that I was bringing up in the introduction. So the first one was, are we burnt out? And if we are, can you look back at that feeling when nothing is going your way? Is perhaps one of the possible explanations is because you are burnt out, and because you're burnt out, you cannot physiologically or psychologically give 100%. So you're I'll just do 80%. I'll just, do this email, but I'll just send it off without strategically thinking about it. Will I send this proposal off? And is it just to get it over the line because I want it to be on time? Or is it a really good proposal that you're proud of? When it comes to your relationships, when it comes to your diet, when it comes to your exercise, you can ask these questions as well. Are you expecting yourself to be so much further along because you are thinking that you are giving it 100% effort, but really you're giving it an 80% effort? So I think expectations are really important, but also I think we need to be cognizant of what data, or I guess what information we're allowing to penetrate our brain. The reason why I say this is because no matter how hard we try to achieve, there's always going to be someone on the gram, on the TikTok, on the LinkedIn that is doing so much better than us. And you know who she or he or they are. I know you're thinking about them right now. We all have that one enigma where no matter how much we do, they're always doing a little bit better. And it makes you want to give up because you look at them, you're like, how the heck are they achieving so much? Clearly they might have a little bit of magic. They got the secret sauce. But the best quote I've ever heard is this: successful people actually don't work harder than anyone else. They just don't give up. And that was mind-blowing for me because this topic that we're talking about today, this concept of feeling like nothing is going your way, we think we are an ant under a magnifying glass, and that heat is only coming down on us. It's on everyone. It's on those people that are on the cover of Forbes. It's the Olympic athletes that are on the gold stand, or have the gold medal that are on the stand. I was watching a documentary about Usain Bolt, and he was saying, and I can't remember his record time. I don't know if it was like 9 seconds, 7 seconds. It was faster than I can go. And he was saying that 7 seconds, people are like, wow, that looks so easy. But that 7 seconds took him 10 years. So we don't see all those little trips and falls and mornings that he likely did not want to get up. So that's the first thing to really ask yourself is, you know, what are your expectations on yourself? And are you trying to push yourself when you actually need a break so you can actually recharge, plug yourself back into the wall, recharge, reboot, so you can go back and actually give 100% effort to get 100% result? Number two, impatience. I could make a professional career out of being impatient. My mom, ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I'm the most impatient person I know. I always want to be doing more. I always want to be achieving more. It's like never, ever fast enough. You know, when I think about all the things I want, like I covet, I want a book deal, I want a TV show. I'm like, why has Oprah not called yet? And then I think to myself, I haven't peeled enough potatoes. When I was young, I just wanted to be a chef. Like that was my absolute go-to dream. And I remember being in kitchens, and there were gophers. You had to be a gopher. You know, you had to be in the dish pit. You had to be the person peeling the potatoes. And I remember there was this one guy, and like the in a big restaurant, obviously, it's not just a couple of potatoes. We're talking 1,000 potatoes in a massive bag. And this guy not only had to peel the potatoes, but he had to do it French style. And there's a particular word for this, which I'm forgetting right now. But if you picture a little paring knife, you have to peel the potatoes so it almost has like 8 sides. So it looks like it has perfectly equal sides. And he had to do the whole bag. And then he had to do it the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And I think slowing down sometimes helps us speed up. One of the things that I think has really helped me become a little bit more patient, I'm not going to say I'm patient yet, and I don't think I ever will be, like, that is my sin. I'm going to live with it. But one of the things that's helped me be more patient in my goals, whether those are career goals, personal goals, relationship goals, is to sew. Sewing needs the most patience that I could ever imagine. The amount of things that I do wrong are way, way more than the things that I do right. People always ask me, oh, what pattern do you use? I don't use patterns. Because I actually want to do something that frustrates the living daylights out of me, because it is working through that frustration. Once you recognize it's that frustration that's eventually going to give you that freedom to achieve something, it's definitely a mind shift. So anytime I'm doing something, I feel this sense of impatience. I ask myself, have I peeled enough potatoes? You know, have I really gone through that frustration of trying to figure things out and really perfecting my craft to become a master of something before I can step up to the next level? This is very helpful to me when the going seems to be going nowhere, where everything seems to be going the wrong way. Asking myself, have I put in the hard yards? And am I just expecting for this to be easy and get out of like peeling those potatoes? And the last one is, whose goals are we trying to achieve here? Are they really truly our goals? Or has over time, you know, people got in your ear and they're saying, oh, maybe you should do this, maybe you should do that. And Lord knows I'm a professional listener to other people's opinions. And that's probably why it's taken me so long to get to where I really want to, where I just feel like me. And I think sometimes we need to listen to the silent or the quiet voices inside our head rather than the loud voice of others. And they're so convincing. And interestingly, there was a study done in 2019, and it was in the European Journal of Social Psychology. It was called Choosing Goals That Express the True Self, a Novel Mechanism of the Effect of Self-Control on Goal Attainment. And the take-home really was is that those that were true to themselves and true to their own goals and set their own goals were more likely to achieve them. And it was because they were able to distinguish authentic goals versus socially imposed ones. When I think about New Year's Eve revolutions, it's self-respect revolution, New Year's resolutions, thank you, I got there eventually, I really think that is a socially imposed goal. And I believe it's the people that wake up on a August 23rd morning and say, you know what, I've actually hit the point in my life where I'm going to do this for myself. Even if I'm in an echo chamber and no one else knows that I'm doing this goal, I want to do this for myself. That person will have a significantly higher chance and probability of achieving that goal versus someone that's following the crowd. So getting back to that whole concept of, are we in that sticky, yucky point of our life where nothing is going our way? We can't seem to achieve what we're trying to achieve. Am I doing this to appease someone else? Am I doing this goal to make someone happy, or am I actually doing it for myself? This is really hard because sometimes we think our goals are stupid. And then we fall into the trap of, these goals are stupid. Let me listen to someone else's thoughts about my goals and I'm just going to do what they say. And it's a trap where, yes, there's some great ideas and great advice out there. But sometimes when we get pulled in that direction, we forget that we are the masters of our own domain. We have the power to actually direct our life in the way that we want to go, and it does not go perfectly. And I'm so glad it's not going perfectly, because I wouldn't be talking to you today. If I had this hunky-dory, you know, white Christmas life, I just made that up. I have no idea what that means, but you know what I mean? Like this perfect life, I wouldn't have any stories to tell. I wouldn't have any bumps and bruises. And yes, it's absolutely crappy when you're in that point of your life where nothing seems to go your way. So if you're in it right now, if you're in that moment where you feel like the clouds will never go away, perhaps remember this quote, this too shall pass. And it will pass. Just like after a horrible breakup, you think it's never, ever going to get easier. It does get easier. It takes a lot of time. But the one thing I want to leave you with is, this quote, I think, is more important to remind yourself when times are really good. The reason why is because when everything is going our way, that you may end up in the situation that you're in now, that time where you think nothing is going to go your way. It's almost like mentally preparing yourself. It's almost like doing a pre-mortem. You know, they talk about post-mortem when you think, okay, what went wrong? It's almost like doing a pre-mortem where you know your life is going to get into this quagmire of uncomfortable, yucky emotions. And so when you hit it, you're like, I know this. I prepared for this. I understand, you know, what I need to do. I need to ask, you know, those questions of, am I burnt out? And I'm just not giving 100% effort, but expecting 100% result. Am I impatient? Can I truly say that I'm following my own goals? You can actually prepare yourself to ask those questions so you can rebuild yourself. And yes, the rebuilding might be slow, like every single renovation on earth right now. And that's sometimes how the rebuilding process goes. It just doesn't go as fast as we want. But I really hope that if you're in this like yucky period of your life, the quote that always gets me back up again is, the most successful people in this world aren't any smarter than us. They don't work harder than us. They just don't give up. Don't give up. Push through that quagmire of discomfort. And as always, stay fabulous.